This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
With news on 540 WAUK, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The MPS board has outlined their proposal to close or merge 13 school buildings across the city. They cite ongoing enrollment declines as the main reason for the move. The plan has caused debate among parents and community members, with many voicing concerns about the potential impact on Milwaukee's Northside neighborhoods. Officials said last night at a meeting that no final decisions will be made for at least 2 weeks. They said that'll allow time for further discussion and potential adjustments. A night of high-speed pursuits in Milwaukee ended with 4 police officers injured and 3 others hospitalized. There were 2 crashes, with the initial incident on South Layton. There, 3 officers were hurt when their vehicles collided while chasing a suspect. About an hour later, a more severe crash happened on North Avenue during another pursuit. That resulted in serious injuries to one officer and sent 3 others to the hospital. Southeastern Wisconsin still has a high fire danger. The warning from the DNR says you shouldn't burn outside. With the strong winds, officials say that fires can escalate quickly, posing significant risk to safety. Almost 1 million ballots have already been cast in Wisconsin. The enthusiasm exists particularly in Milwaukee, where 63,000 people have participated. Election officials are reporting increased turnout this year despite facing challenges like extended wait times and technical difficulties at polling sites. You can learn more about how and where to vote at civicmedia.us/vote. In Milwaukee, Waukesha, and across the state, municipal clerks are testing election equipment. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Under state law, they're required to do public tests of their machines within 10 days of an election. Algoma City Clerk Erin Mueller says she hopes people see the intricate steps for themselves.
We will take the voting machine out of the vault, and we will go through the whole process of putting the cartridges in the places where they're supposed to go, adding the safety seals, recording the safety seals.
The public is allowed, really welcomed at these tests. They want people to see how it all works.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A Brewers coach signs an extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers have renewed the contract of pitching coach Chris Hook. The 56-year-old Hook, who has worked his way up in the organization for 20 years, signed a multi-year extension with the team yesterday. He's credited with developing the team's young pitching talent. The Yankees won Game 4 of the World Series last night in New York, 11-4 over the Dodgers. Game 5 is tonight, Los Angeles leading 3-1. NBA, the Bucks are in Memphis. They face the Grizzlies tomorrow night on Halloween. The NFL trade deadline is coming up next Tuesday. Yesterday, the Packers signed linebacker Jamin Davis to their practice squad. Davis had been a first-round pick for Washington 3 years ago and was asked how familiar he is with the Packers.
Ironically, I got a chance to watch him a little bit last year, and it's crazy now that I might actually get an opportunity to play for him. But currently, I'm just honestly soaking everything all in, and hopefully I can get to work and just watch as much film as possible.
That's Packers linebacker Jamin Davis with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. And just like that, we say goodbye to Halloween films and look forward to the start of the holiday box office season, which is just a couple weeks away. The season will open with an anticipated bang as Amazon MGM Studios is set to release its $200 million Santa Claus caper film, Red Santa, starring Dwayne Johnson and Chris Evans. The film was set to go right to streaming, but tested so well with audiences, they're going theatrical. The film is estimated to make $36 million in its opening weekend. If you notice an uptick in original content in the next year, there is a reason. The 6 biggest global content companies are planning to spend almost 10% more than they did this year. That would be an increase to $126 billion geared toward new viewing options. Disney will lead the way, spending 9% more next year. Hopefully, it's not all on remakes and sequels. Johnny Depp and Penelope Cruz are about to team up in a new film. Day Drinker, Yes, my fellow Wisconsinites, it is an awesome title. The film will tell the story of a cruise ship bartender, Depp, who befriends a mysterious day drinker played by Cruise, and they end up embroiled in a caper. This will be the fourth time Depp and Cruise grace the screen together after starring in Blow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, and Murder on the Orient Express. If you love Squid Game, you might love the new spinoff, which will be an American version. Deadline reports that the project will be led by director David Fincher, whose credits include films like The Game and Seven. This will be the first spinoff of the Korean show. Season 2 of the original Squid Game premieres December 26th of this year on Netflix. Producers say the third and final season will also premiere sometime in 2025. Need more Nick Offerman in your TV viewing life? Yes, please. Variety reports Nick will join Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer in the new Apple TV show Margo's Got Money Troubles. Fanning plays a woman desperate for money who starts an OnlyFans site. Been there. Offerman plays her father, a retired pro wrestler, and Pfeiffer plays her mother, a Hooters waitress. The show is based on the Ruth Thorpe novel of the same name that was just recently released. The first season will offer 8 episodes. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Hugh Grant says he killed 3 people. Of course, he did so, whimsically, and with that adorable accent and toothy grin. Grant is trying to get people's attention to go see his new movie, Heretic, in which he plays a creepy character named Mr. Reed. Grant appears to be moving on from his rom-com roles and looking for darker parts. I'm not saying the 64-year-old actor actually killed 3 people, but saying you did so in an effort to promote a movie really is the perfect cover. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and windy today with a high in the mid-70s around midday, dropping into the upper 60s by late this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms after midnight, or low 62. Tomorrow, windy, showery, falling temps into the upper 40s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.